So I guess call the meeting order of the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board for July 26th. And
can you do self-introductions? Could we have a minute?
And we'll go around and do self-introductions for the minute here. My name is David Miller. I'm District 6, I guess.
Charles McCarthy, District 2.
Brian Spence, District 5.
Ken Youngblood, District 1.
Ryan Caperton, District 4.
Frank Miller, Missouri Department of Transportation.
Roddy Roberts, District 3.
And the commission doesn't need to say anything?
Over here.
And you've handed out, what did you hand out? The
meeting minutes of last
meeting. Minutes from last time. Is July 8th our last meeting? You didn't have one while I was out of town.
Correct. Okay. That's just upcoming
meetings. I would make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
I'll second it.
Any corrections or changes? And all approved, or all in favor say aye.
Aye.
For the same sign.
Excuse me. Who made the motion?
I did.
Buddy.
Buddy.
Brian.
Brian.
Made.
Brian.
Seconded.
Oh, okay.
It'll take me a little while. I'm sorry.
Let's see. So those are approved. And Jim just handed out the meeting dates for the upcoming meetings. Do you guys need us to comment now or just get back with Nikki on whether we can make them or just let you know? Just let Nikki know?
Well, now, sorry.
On whether we can make these now?
Yeah, or just keep in front of you. That's what we agreed upon, but everyone's schedule changes. I know that, so.
I'm just with Nikki. She said that 2 days prior to that meeting, she would be sending out emails to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can kind of get it on our calendars and reminders. But it would be good for her if we at least email back that we can't read there, so we need to.
All right, that sounds good. At December 27th one, we get here before you know it.
David, the minute showed Josh Smith from HDR. It wasn't Smith, it's just Josh, Travis
Smith.
Yeah, well, Travis Fox.
Travis.
There is.
Yeah, we
under introductions.
It's not Josh Smith. All right.
It's Travis. I would amend my motion then to make the correction.
I pronounce your last name, Travis.
Hi.
P-T-I-E-O.
All right. That's the minutes will being approved as corrected. And we need a second to go through the vote again.
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right. You handed us out some stuff. I wondered if we needed to start out by you give us an update on the Tiger 2 stats. Is that a more pressing thing to just give us an update? When the deadline today?
The pre-app, yeah.
And is there a story?
Another thing.
Did we apply?
Okay, well, yeah, I guess we'll apply. We did apply for, that's why both Great River and HDR both have applications for us to vote on today in the meeting. We chose HDR to do the planning part of the Tiger 2. Great River came to us and made a proposal with a cost share with MoDOT separate of the Tiger 2 to do the T Highway intersection. So we're pursuing. We've hired Great River to do the engineering work on the T intersection on 76 and T, because that was one of the seven projects. And after looking at the Tiger 2 application, all that as a commission and a cost share, and it was on MoDOT's plan anyway, we are moving forward with getting some preliminary engineering work done, or the engineering work done, and then do a cost share with MoDOT at a later date. So that's what we decided on that. We also took Great River, they're going to do the Maple Street to I guess it would be the west side of the east-west corridor, taking it from that intersection to Maple Street, that intersection part of the east-west corridor. They're taking that project and applying under the Tiger 2, and they are also doing the Fall Creek Road intersection in 165. That's the two projects they are working for the application. on the Tiger 2. So we're doing, basically, we have three applications going on the Tiger 2.
And 100%, it's going to cost us on the one intersection $20,000 on all creek, but the no match is what I was trying to say.
So the preliminary speed?
I can give you that. As far as the cost estimate on the Tiger 2, what our plan on the Tiger 2, and I'll start with Highway 65 and Maple Street, from Business Highway 65 and Maple Street. That project, it's a five-lane road section. That's what's been planned through there. So it's a fairly wide section. We're also going to be crossing a deep draw there, but we're going to be about 100 to 120 feet elevated in order for us to meet grade on Maple Street. So we're looking at that project being about a $6 million construction project. That includes all the construction, design, right-of-way, and permit costs for that project. And then kind of as a sanity check, well, how does that compare with what we've been thinking? Well, the original East-West Road application was a 4.1-mile road project at a cost tag of $26 million, which is about $6.3 million. So it's in the same ballpark. We're looking at a signalized intersection, and then, like I said, too, we're looking at a much wider section for that initial piece coming off of 65. On the Fall Creek intersection, we're looking at about 1,600 feet of realignment of Fall Creek and then intersection improvements on 165. Our estimated cost on that one is $2.4 million. To kind of put that in perspective, we finished a project in Branson at Roark Valley Road and Forsyth Road. That was about a $1.9 million construction project. So with this one, we've actually got some environmental issues that we'll have to deal with, as well as right-of-way acquisition. So that's how we established the budget for that one. So again, going back to what Chuck was saying, it's 100% request for funding of the $6 million for the Business 65 to Maple Street. And then for Fall Creek to 165, we're looking at a 80-20, 80% paid by the Tiger Grant, 20% paid by the county, which would be $480,000.
And no vote-out participation on that one?
Correct.
Thank you. Yeah, that's great.
And one thing, too, you kind of talked a little bit about T-Highway, and so I want to bring that up for just a second. When we started talking about it, looking at it for the Tiger Grant program, we looked at it from the project that we just finished with the county and MoDOT, which was Coon Creek Road and Highway 76. That project was built for just under $300,000. We had some right-of-way costs associated with that and then some design fees. So when we looked at the effort that was going to take to do that as a Tiger project, we said that those funds might be better to be spent towards the design of the project, and knowing that it was a high priority for MoDOT to try to do a 50-50 cost share. With the Tiger applications, there's a certain amount of risk or uncertainty in getting those funding. When we could sit down at the table with a partner like MoDOT and assure that the project could get funded and constructed, we felt like that was the best approach. So just as a graphical representation, what we did is we took the project that we did at Coon Creek in 76 and overlaid it at the T Highway in 76, and we tweaked it just a little bit, but it lays out very well with that same project. So to give you some perspective about what kind of level of improvement we're talking about, it would almost be a sister project to the one that we just finished. Now this does not show the drop right, because we did not have that on Coon Creek.
So the corner basically isn't going to change at all?
No, we'll just be doing some lane additions and some widening there to accommodate the turn lanes and try to get enough storage for those vehicles.
It is not
signaled.
Not signaled.
Yes. It was emailed to us. I printed a copy.
And I talked to Randy, too. One of the questions was the right-of-way acquisition. So your budget's going to be real close to the same right-of-way cost that we experienced on.
Yes.
You did well. But so these estimates that we prepared are based upon recent experience of construction here in the local market. So.
Are you saying prices pretty well stay the same?
Yeah, we've got some contingency built in there just because we're going through the grant application and a function of timing, but we don't see anything that's changing that trend, at least over the short term. think MoDOT's experiencing the same thing on the projects that they're currently doing too. So maybe we'll take a second to kind of talk about timeline on T Highway and 76. Our goal would be to have that ready for construction in the spring or early summer. Again, trying to take advantage of those competitive bidding prices that we're seeing. And that works well with funding, MoDOT's funding mechanism as well.
I guess I didn't print it out, it's right here. 441 is the current estimate, and 439 is what is eligible. So.
So if the Tiger grant applications, the pre-applications that we talked about, if that's acceptable, we'll let them stand as submitted unless there's any modifications that we need to make. And again, they're electronic, so there's no signatures required. It's just a matter.
And we have to have a vote, though, still to involve.
So
you
don't talk about the planning one?
We will in a second. We'll do the next
one. I'm struggling with memory on Fall Creek. I knew we had committed to $20,000 for y'all to do the
correct
application.
Correct.
But did you say we're talking about committing
$420,000? If the application will reflect a cost share of 20% being provided by the county.
Okay.
That will increase the chances of getting it.
Yes.
I'm not remembering that discussion. Is that what we discussed?
Yeah, I think it was a 2-1 on the 20% match.
Are you talking?
Yeah. I think it was going to be a match. I'm not sure that we had the total figure.
We didn't have a project budget because we hadn't been authorized to produce anything. So the first opportunity we really had was after you guys had had the chance to vote on that.
You had 15 or 20 on the project,
right? That was the only dollar amount that you talked about.
Say that one more point. That was 20% of that.
$480,000.
Just set down when you step through the budget. How my colleagues are feeling about that. Anyway,
I'm trying to pull the minutes up to make sure we did in fact say that, sure. But it was just taking a second.
Spencer, on the Maple Street one, that was 100%. Funding from that.
Right.
Will that hurt the application as 100%?
They encourage a match, and I'm sure that weighs into how they score them, but how much I don't know.
They talk about it being more competitive, and I think even on some information on that, you're the same roller is it's not required that be competitive with that match.
And we're not charging the county to update that application for Tiger 2 because we did that entire Tiger 1 application. So it's just a matter of making the additions that are required by the Tiger team.
Essentially, the T-Highway 50-50 match was 2-something apiece?
Yeah.
That 220 is what the estimation is going to be.
So total project's 440?
440 is of the current.
That's the project budget, yeah.
Right.
And the yes and utilities too. Are utilities in here saying those are some of
the I don't see that we're gonna have much of an issue with utilities. There's an overhead telephone line. But that's about if there's some fiber in the back still, but and a water line that we should be able to stay out of. No electric.
Is any drawings available on the Maple Street project yet?
Are there drawings available?
Uh-huh.
There's partial drawings available for the work that we did with the City of Hollister, but they're not complete all the way over to Maple Street. They stopped short of Maple Street, although we had looked at some alignments to connect the two, so that's how we developed that process.
The other thing, David, is that, you know, of course, in the last meeting, we elected to proceed. pursue the comprehensive overall plan, how are these areas, these going to tie in with that?
Yeah, those guys are here to talk about that.
Oh, okay. We're pursuing that now.
To kind of clear some dollar funding figures up, Frank met with us and said that he would be comfortable with $500,000 to $1 million worth of dollar value on these projects, Frank Preston. So that's where we left that. As far as his budget, he said that, that he was comfortable with allowing from $500,000 to $1 million on this project. So that I foresee maybe, you know, the possibility of if we get one of these, the funding will be sufficient from the county to cover what he's talked about here. And then when we get to this other part, we'll know where that's at.
So if we get two projects, what's going to happen?
Well, if we have to get those two projects, they're within 600, the way I intend, they're within $660,000 of expense for road and bridge, which is lays within his boundaries of budgetary needs. So if we got two projects, that would be all the better for us.
It was on the 14th that we agreed on. It was a 2-1 on the 20% match. And that's when Frank said that $800,000 is what he was comfortable spending out of his reserves on these two projects.
Did he come? He kind of finally come with $800,000 because it was a $500,000 to $1 million.
Yeah, and he came back to $800,000 because we did the $400,000. He assumed $400,000 for Fall Creek, $200,000 for $400,000 for Maple.
Maple's zero because it's 100% funded.
Try to get the numbers here. T Highway, Fall Creek, and Maple, and so
I think it was probably maybe 2-4 on the T Highway,
right?
Because there was still some level of uncertainty about what the entire scope would be, and there was some discussion about would there be any realignment, and we knew that we took that out when we started looking at the 50-50 cost share.
The reason he gave us four projects that he knew money was coming out, Boys Camp Road, which has nothing to do with this, but he brought that up in the discussion we had. So he got it to $1,050,000 with those four projects. So simple. Sorry.
More questions for Spencer? Spencer, anything else to add?
I don't. I guess I'm just direction on to submit the application based on the information that discussed.
Do we need to step out of it? I mean, we'll have to come out of this meeting at the very end and do it, right?
The only thing there is that it closes at 5:00 Eastern time, which would be 4:00 here. So if there was some reason there,
well, let those guys make those guys a presentation.
It's going to be close.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, HDR.
Yeah. Thank you.
The last Thursday morning we met with the commission and talked to them about looking at this corridor plan so that we could identify, so that we could do some cost estimates and things like that. During our discussion we decided, you know, it would be nice to come off the new bridge, 76, over Forsyth, 160F, hit into the high road and bring the high road down to 376. So we went back with that assumption to look at the planning for that there. So part of that planning process, we will basically be looking at what are the needs along that corridor, looking at the future needs along that corridor. You can take the high road. What's 248 going to look like in 5 to 10 years? What do we need to do on 248? If we do build it down to 376, how much is that taking off the 76, or what kind of improvements we need to do on 76? Coming through Forsyth, you know, how do we change and look at the intersection of 160 and F? How do we look at 160 with some of the roads coming through here, Casey Road? How do we look at where 76 and 160 come together? Going across 76, looking at that corridor, what improvements we can make. We would look at maybe a three-lane section similar to what we have on 76 where the new shopping center is there, going with three-lane sections through the commercial areas. Looking at maybe widening a little bit on the shoulders to four-foot shoulders, so any other areas on that corridor where you don't have that, putting left turns and right turns at Disney intersections. We've identified about 20 major intersections along this 35-mile corridor that we could look at those things. So it would be an extensive look at that. Along with that, we would do modeling to look at what it would look like today in 2010, what it's going to look like 2030, so that we can explain this to the public when we sit down to them and look at some alternatives for some of these different things that we really need to address along that corridor. So there will be alternatives developed, a model developed. Will be public hearings so the public can come in and comment on those things. Looking at that, I'd look at probably you'd be looking at maybe 2 to 3 public hearings, one kind of the eastern part here and one over around Branson. Maybe something in between that. We can look at those things there as we start to do that planning process. But people are very interested in that corridor. It's kind of that circumferential route. And right in the middle of it is the busiest tourist center we have in the state of Missouri. So everything will feed off of that. We want to look at kind of the mid to low income housing around that corridor so we can encourage that. We want to look at some non-modal transportation such as Kirbyville where you have a school there. How can we provide safe access across 76 if it's going to become a major corridor? So how do you address some of those things? Are there some opportunities we can encourage bike and pedestrian along those corridors? What can we do in cooperation with OATS for transit? Look at that there. Maybe there's bus stops. Maybe there's locations that we can drop people off and pick people up to bring them to Branson, to the hospital, or whatever it might be that they need to come and see a doctor, that you can do things like that. So there's a lot of opportunities there to look at those other modes of transportation. One thing that Commissioner Strahan brought up was Branson Hill and that stormwater drainage coming down that hill. How can we kind of control that a little bit, slow it down, so it doesn't come into Coon Creek and cause a lot of erosion control around that bridge? MoDOT will probably be looking at rehabbing that bridge in the near future. How can we look at that? Do we need some widening to accommodate some type of movement into Lakeshore Drive? All of this will be kind of looked at on a corridor-wise basis. And alternatives will come up, be out with the public will get to see them, we'll look at what the cost estimate is going to cost them, so they all have an idea to play a part in making future transportation decisions. Any questions? On the back, I've kind of given you some details of this, 35-mile loop, how many miles on 76, what's on 160. The City of Forsyth is applying for about a $5 million grant through Tiger II that would include widening 160 from just outside the courthouse all the way over through Coy, maybe up towards the City Hall there. If they don't get it, then we want to make sure that we have some money in here to help them do a planning process on that. F is about 5 miles, and then 465 is about 10 miles from 65 all around. And looking at those future needs, was here when the high road was being built. There, if you remember, there was a connector road that went out towards Green Springs. Would that be something that is needed in the future? Is that another connector route down into Branson running along the railroad tracks going into Branson? Those things could all be considered in this study. So it's a looking at it region-wide, and how we can address these needs. Any questions?
Is there a proximity to the core of this that you'll look at? Like obviously, you wouldn't be looking at the extreme northeast corner of the county because that's beyond your corridor, right?
What we would do is, and you know, we've listed a number of cities on here and communities on here. I think one of the first things that we would do to be able to get kind of a feel for what is that future traffic demand on this here is a visiting with each of these communities and seeing what their vision growth is. So we would probably have an extensive visit with City of Branson to find out what are your needs along that corridor, Hollister, with the 76 and Forsyth. We would come that. From that, then we can come back and model, put that in a model so we know what your vision is. And that's very important. We've got to get that vision so that we can really predict that. So that's going to depend on when we come and sit down and talk as a people. If you want that to go a little further out, that can be done.
David, Mr. Lawson, planning director, City of Branson, they have something underway now. He gave a talk there.
a comprehensive plan update.
That's right. For the city, assuming they'll be visiting.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I think it needs to tie in, make them get our information and vice versa.
Because they're going to be gathering, according to him, a great solution.
We need to have those visits with those communities along here, people that want to come in and put some input. Because it is that vision that we're really looking at and trying to build to that vision.
Is this project description what you submit for the pre-application then?
Yes, that's what we get submitted.
I would recommend some of the things you said about the other modes, putting that up front in the description, because that is what they're looking for.
Yeah.
I don't want them turned off.
One thing is you have to have 50 words or less.
Yeah, I guess.
And that's the problem. Yeah. I've wordsmithed this five or six times trying to come up with that. But I wanted to kind of get them an idea that there's 7 million visitors that go into this court here, and there's a workforce, and you know. Later on in the application, it does say what's your primary purpose. We did roads and bridges, and then we secondary was kind of that comprehensive plan looking at that, and then affordable housing, you know. We have put in there some secondary things, of like road and bridge was number one, but pedestrian was number two, and things like that. So it's there in within the proposal, Frank, and I can get you a copy of that. I, you know, the only problem was what could I, how could I, you know, change it? That was my biggest, I wish I could, because I could have done a full page on what this would bring to the community.
What are you looking at, a time watch?
Well, once we hear from the grant, which I think is in September, we would try to start probably getting this stuff. I would like to do it during the winter time, because that's often time when we can really get people engaged, because they don't have business that runs 24 hours a day. And so they can get involved. So I would like to get it under contract as soon as we could once we hear about the grant, and so we can give them the opportune time to come to these meetings and be heard.
So we could be looking at spring of next year or fall of next year?
They're wanting to probably get this thing going. So if we hear about September, you know, it probably 2 to 3 months probably get the allocation and everything. Is that pretty much?
Yeah, well, they're saying, I think, October. Announced the awards. And I'm skeptical of that.
Okay.
Because they're going to have, I forget, I think they had 1,400 the first time. I think they got a lot this time to review. And I just don't see them being able to deliver on that time frame. And then once they make the awards, they're going to have to notify the state, okay, they you actually have this money, and then what is their process of getting the money to the county. And I've also learned that once a recipient has the money, they have to follow the federal aid process. They have to go out with another RFQ for consultant. After that point. So that will take time also.
But it would be ideal to try to get it when the slow season is here to get as much input as we possibly can for the people. You know, I don't want to delay it for a year, but we'll work around that.
What is that grant called? Okay. How much grant? How much money is it going to be able to get?
We're asking for
$175,000,
and there's no match with that. We're not asking for that.
Well, it's not a sense that we're going to get that.
No.
What you're saying.
It's the same competition as the other one.
Okay, probably more so.
There is $75 million available for these planning efforts.
And then the rural distressed also needs a leg up, which is what we are. So we have some advantages as part of that Tiger team. Right?
Yeah. They take into consideration the amount of visitation, et cetera, et cetera.
When we do our full submittal, we will really build those things up. So, you know, we're going to show the best light as we possibly can. This year, you can't really do too much with this year, but it will be something that we will really look at those key things that Frank said, you know, low, moderate income housing to deal with the workforce, you know, getting circumferential routes, that you've got routes that go from eastern Taney County, western Taney County, emergency response. There's a lot of things that we can do to really make this proposal a lot better that you really can't do with just 50 words.
You said how many millions were for planning. That's different than the money available for construction.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it 75? You said 75?
Yeah, there's 75. There's 40 million from HUD and 35 million from the Tiger II, right. 600 million. And then you have 140 set aside for rural infrastructure. And then the remaining part of that is for the urban project. So, you know, while you have competition, at least there's some breaks there between rural and urban this time here that they'll adhere to. So that wasn't there the last time. And they are talking about a Tiger 3 already, about $800 million. So, you know, think about getting this going as soon as possible. We could identify some early winners in that for priorities that belong that quarter and start working on those priorities.
I talk about competition. I only know of 8 applications in the state. 3 of them are from Tate, well, maybe 9, and 4 from Tate County. So,
what's your way? Why?
Well, there's one application that's got, it's actually, I think, a MoDOT application that's got several cities doing adaptive signal technology and bicycles, and then St. Louis has one, Springfield has one, and then I'm hearing about New Bourbon Port.
Where's everybody else in the state? Is anybody else on the list?
Well, I've heard...
isn't Kansas City putting something on the transit line this time, you know?
Yeah, well, and Kansas City, I think, has said something about they didn't think they'd get it against them, but they're applying or not.
I think they were just going to put something in on transit. Maybe Jackson County is leading that effort for the I-74 or something.
That's what I haven't heard of.
Yeah, so, but it would be more transit and would have qualified for the urban funding. So we're not too bad in the state of Missouri for rural dollars. So if there's a rural project coming, we've got a very good chance in Tinney County to get.
Yeah, I think this would be the Tinney County projects would be the only rural ones other than this, I think it's the urban Ford.
Is it St. Louis?
It is not. Is that not south of St. Louis?
New Bourbon Ford.
Is there new? I've got the wrong town name, I'm sure.
Because I can't think of anything.
I'm thinking of a town somewhere on the Mississippi River between Cape Girardeau and St. Louis.
Okay, well, you know, there's there.
Yeah, sorry.
Or best is St. Genevieve, but, I, you know, there's not a lot of signals down that I-55
corridor. I think it's a freight port.
Okay.
River.
Okay.
Not a.
Yeah, it's a port.
The signals are in St. Joe, Joplin, Kirksville.
So it's updating a port. It is upgrading the port there. There, I bought something down around Cape Girardeau they were going to go out to. So maybe that may be the name of the port down there around Cape Girardeau, because I thought they were going after some ports right there.
Sure, I sound wrong.
Yeah. Was Jackson.
I think there's a Bourbon and a Bourbons or Andy, something that mixed the two we got.
But I heard that Cape was going after some port money.
Okay. I know what in Cape that saw. So I mean, I'm sure there are applications you don't know about that are out there.
Any more questions for Tom? So, what do you all need from this commission?
You already gave us direction, I think, last meeting, so we just. They had a short timeline, a window to do that. So, do we need to step out and do a motion real fast? We're going to.
Yeah, we'd like to get supported up here.
Just go ahead and do it now, I guess. Okay, nothing bothering
me. Oh, there is.
So, motion to submit the Tiger 2 applications as presented. Bob, pull them out and Paul Creek because I like. Okay. So, motion to
Plan
D with HDR and the Maple Street with Great River.
Correct.
That's separate. Yeah. So, that's my motion for those.
I'll second.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion to submit Fall Creek Road with Great River as presented.
Second.
Which is not 100%.
But they each one. The T Highway, we've already assigned him engineering, so there's no more votes on that right now. Last week we gave the project to Great River and they're starting the process. And I don't think, Frank, I saw your document you sent to us, but there's nothing for us to do at this point.
All right. All we need to do now is get the scoping of the project completed. And once we have a more solid estimate, then we'll enter an agreement with the county and get it on our statewide transmission improvement program and build it.
And approximately getting on the program and then getting them funded, is that like a 2011 thing, 2012?
We're looking at next summer, next spring. It's a relatively small project, so we think we could possibly get it in our fiscal year 11, which would be for the spring, but if not, it'd be late next summer, which is really 12 for us.
So that was the Tiger 2 discussion, right?
That's right.
And you'll give us an update next month, I guess, on whether if we know if we got them yet or not. probably let them know, I would guess.
We'll know next month, in 2 minutes or whatever.
But that lets them go.
They enter, you guys will hit set now on the application, so.
That's the server they need to run.
We're not the only one at the last minute.
No.
I know this pretty cool, people are like, we're going to, they submitted theirs Friday because they were worried it would crash, but they haven't got changes to do anything, so.
What's the latest update on our easement overhaul?
The bank has not confirmed the date that they're coming down here yet, but soon it's supposed to be. They thought originally this week sometime, but it may be next week before they come down, the representative to discuss it. Eric Swanson's his name, and I've made contact with him. Zygmunt has been talking to him, but we don't have a firm date yet as of this time. But they are eager, and with Rick's emergency, he had, you know, really want Rick to be participating in that meeting too. So we're waiting to see how that will all work out very soon.
Should we talk about what you handed out today, or? What were we given and what?
You guys have requested a map of your district and one that you can take with you, and then I think a small one of overall. So that's what you guys have. Next meeting, you'll have them on whiteboards, and you're making some modifications. And basically, GIS printed these for you guys for you to at least know your district. And if I'm not mistaken, there's a little overlap of the neighboring districts around it, so you kind of see how yours lay out with other districts adjoining.
Jim, Mr. Cherry?
Yes, sir.
Jim Youngblood had a good idea. Once we pick out our first seven, one from each side, that we have them overlaid on the district that you're in, the road proposal, intersection proposal, or whatever. And then that way, whenever you open your map up, or everybody does, they get a complete look at what we're trying to do. And as you add projects, you overlay those on there.
Just keep adding, so eventually you have 49 lines on there.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Actually, some of us won't have seven projects. Well, you know, if you look at District 3, which is where I'm at, we need to come up with five. Okay. I'm going to be stretched. So I'm saying that, you know, in my first preliminary here, I can see three right now, and I'm going to stretch two more. Come up with my five.
Okay. On these maps, green dots represent accidents on the big one. That's right.
I believe so. Yes, sir.
It's a lot of accidents.
So that doesn't reflect the traffic. We kind of talked about that.
I don't think there's a current traffic count on this right now. I think it's accident. That was accident data, but I'm not exactly sure.
And then this one is surface.
What's the possibility of Jim from the state maybe getting a traffic count map?
I think it's going to be on it. That's in the plans. Frank Preston's on vacation, yeah. So we didn't get all the information. He went on vacation, I think, the day after. Or
why would we want it on the state?
Just on traffic count on these particular areas, not necessarily in Section 3, not necessarily in Section 1, but give you some idea from the county road standpoint how much traffic is on there, if they have a count on that.
Okay. So you guys want traffic count information?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think we talked about that, Frank. You had some comments for that. Can we do the transparent overlay situation on this, Jim? Is there any problem with that?
I mean, GIS is just another layer. I mean, the GIS crews, you know, very well that they can do it. I mean, we can do it however we want to do it. We can create these overlays.
And Jim, you're talking about MUDOC counts versus the ones that got county counts,
yes,
on it, right?
Okay. And what I found, and when I was there, I didn't know where county stop, state would begin, or et cetera, et cetera. So that's the reason why, buddy, we wanted these.
I understand that. I'm looking at the accidents here, and I'm thinking, my gosh, on a state road, it's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it is.
And why are we just now doing this? Right?
That is how the whole state looks. I mean, there are parts better than worse, but nonetheless.
Wow.
No, this number of years this covers, though, is...
I started saying, how many years did they go back?
I don't know the answer to that.
If it's 5 or 10 years.
I think it's 10.
10 years?
I think it goes back to 97.
It makes you feel a little better.
And 160 should have been corrected years ago.
Now, on the other hand, 65 Highway on this has the most accidents, and it is the best road, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that could be pre-fixed, too, on 65. If it goes back 10 years, it could be before all the fixes were applied.
That's right. So it would be the red one for next time this year?
No, they're bridges.
Okay. The crashes aren't, you know, distinguish between fatalities and injuries.
I'm not sure.
At least not here it isn't.
David, just one thing I think the commission would all like to hear is how you guys want us to participate in getting citizen feedback for each district of what's important in those districts. That's something I think you guys can discuss.
And that was on my list of things.
That's probably something that we would like to know so we can plan.
Because I know when we have public hearings over the city, we're lucky we get 5 people to show. Nobody comes to us, which is apathy. But I don't know, if we have meetings in your different districts, would people show up? Or do we need to do it a different way? Do you have a budget for sending out information?
I think we'll hear it once it's posted, once you have your initial 7. I think from that point on, you'll start hearing, why did you consider this? Why did you consider that?
That's a good point.
And it'll be ringing on the wall, and then we can transfer that information to you because we're the ones going to take the brunt of it.
That's a really good point. When we come up with our list of 5 or 7, it's not a final list. It's
right.
To get that out
you're
there.
Right.
And
it's your
news
preliminary
media will grab that, and the first thing you know, the commissioner's phone will be ringing.
Yeah. Well, do you have a source for them if you put something in the paper? You know, and you have a number they can call here to give information?
They get a hold of us.
But now, I mean, not other than commissioners. I'm saying to help us get our 7, mm-hmm. if we put something in the paper and then there was a number for them to call, we could look up if when they gave where that was, they could look, you could put it in our districts.
Yeah. And matter of fact, we might see if Nikki or Jillian will accept those calls, and they can mark down where the address is and post it for your next meeting.
Yeah.
That so such and such citizen called and asked that mm-hmm. location.
That'd be fine. Again, Chuck and I are not. I think if you
like,
we get the
quickest,
question.
I think that's the
quickest
way for us to get a response.
Right.
David, are we looking at these 5 priorities or 7 priorities as 5-year, 10-year, 20-year?
We discussed the fact that once the commission got all 49 projects and they rated them with the criteria, it would show up a 3, 5, and 10-year list.
3, 5, and 10.
But it's based on the points. So,
okay.
So what we won't give, there's a chance I'll give my 7 items and your 5, outrank them all, and I'll wire 10-year projects.
Okay.
We don't want that to happen.
And if you...
State does the same thing, though.
If you identify somebody for the input, then I assume that the county road bridge would input on that.
At that point, all the information that you've asked for, like traffic counts and things like that, probably would be implemented either by the, we could get in touch with MoDOT and have them specify that particular road or area, and if it's on a county road, talk about the force of Tangerville Road, for example, we have traffic counts, but we might want to update them,
mm-hmm.
and such a thing like that. I'm just talking about county-wide versus state. Everything we've done is intersections that we have off county roads versus state, so that's the way I would think that when you get public input,
right.
You add a good, easy way for you guys not to have to deal with it, and it's going to come to the county commissioners,
right.
And we can transfer it on, or
right.
They can call that number.
I was just thinking that both the state and the county would have ideas of bad intersections and that you could input onto this for us where we could prioritize.
of areas that are safety concerns.
I'm sure you do. We need
most,
those.
Most of what we have, though, is actually stuff that's coming through the public development process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I was just saying we need all the inputs we could get.
And you'll get them because we're already hearing them once they get to the transportation board.
Good.
We're already starting to hear about different things. Well, the thing is, we don't want to get too involved as commissioners, but we need to transfer the information on to you, and
right.
you guys make the recommendation back to us so
right.
that we can get it to MoDOT and start considering. That's the way that the whole thing will proceed.
Yeah. I was wondering how the rest of the committee felt about. You know, we get a list of priorities in our districts. Do we want to decide on our own on that, or are we going to discuss it among ourselves and help each other, or shall we? How does everybody feel about it?
I think we ought to submit it to that commission.
Decide the priorities?
Absolutely.
We're supposed to be the advisory board, though.
They're going to take into consideration which one of these projects is going to be affordable right now for the first 3 years. Second 5 years, and third 10 years.
And actually, just a point of correction, what we're not doing is putting prices on it at all right now. We're taking the projects, put the formulas to it, to come up with a number, we'll give it back to you guys, and then you'll see how they rank based off the formula, and then have some discussion about the ranking of those, if that really is, I mean, say we come back and David comes back and he has 7 projects and number 7 in his mind came back ranked number 1. Well, then the question is, what do we do at that point? Because I think everyone's going to say, in my mind, this is the most important in my district. So the first thing to do is really run the formula process to try to see where it comes out once you give us the list.
So internally, I guess we get back to we all help each other, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. Yeah, I just wondered how everybody felt about that. I didn't.
What about the question and thought on getting public input? Brian, any thoughts on how we get it better?
Through the newspapers, I guess.
Yeah. I think if you put something in the newspaper about it and had a number for them to contact, I think word would get around, and then you'd get some input if you had somebody that the manpower to be able to do that. Take those calls.
Can you put a little form or anything on your county website somewhere?
We can. We can add that too.
That's how we're getting more and more comments that way now.
Okay.
Just wanted confirmation that your approach to this is exactly what the major MPOs in San Luis and Kansas City do. They have a formula-based system that gives them these numbers, but those numbers don't. They're just part of the process and a major input that you need, but there's always other factors you have to deal with. So I think your approach is right.
Yeah, that's how we do it. When we bring in all the digital planning commissions in, we have the scores, and then they look at it and see how it makes sense or not.
Charles, how much is talking to citizens themselves? I mean, people come in and give me their opinion all day long. It's not working City Hall. Are you around to get comments from people that they can stop you at Walmart or whatever?
Sure, but they wouldn't know me. I mean, they wouldn't know who was in their district yet, anyway, unless we do something, you know. I guess I'm not sure any of us would go on our phone number or put out, would we?
What I'd let that play up on our show.
Yeah.
Don't have a phone call,
right.
And the commission gets the call,
right.
Transfer it over.
Right, that's good.
Yes, sir. I think
yeah.
that's the way to go, and you don't have pressure from
right.
the citizens. Somebody calling you up and screaming because you recommended this, how and
right.
you come up with that idea, you so-and-so, and we're used to it.
Surely that never
Yeah. That's good.
What was our schedule again? Touch on when we needed to have.
The chairman.
But you went over our. What's your preferred schedule for us to give you our final recommendation?
Didn't you guys talk about 60 days or
August? What I have on
the August meeting. So. You talked about two meetings to once again, whatever you guys decide, we just want to make sure it's moving forward. But however the commission can help us, however the board wants to set it up.
Well, can we just wait and see what our input is? And
before your last, our minutes, it was agreed on August.
August, right.
August meeting, but.
That may be a little premature.
Well, maybe not, since they already mentioned you're kind of got five in mind already from comments you've gotten. Yeah.
So well, I haven't had any comments. This is just got
to
go in the
district. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And, you know, common sense got to kick in here somewhere on some of these.
Well, I think Danny was well, one time it was Danny, a lot of times our citizens don't get involved until we come out with a draft, something in writing, and then all of a sudden we get everyone's opinion. So it's almost like you got to start the process for us to get the feedback.
Yeah. So they're there and they drive it every day and dig in, but the newspaper, I think, would be good. And I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And get some input back to the people out there.
Right.
Out there on the road.
Once you pick out your number one at seven districts, you can put it on the radio. I mean, they could run it as a radio news that the Taney County Transportation Board are considering these seven roads. Don't worry about it. We'll get the call back.
You'll do that.
For even the state highways, it would be helpful to have our database for Taney County, which is everything we've collected.
The database includes?
It'd be it would be anything that anybody's told us about on the state highway that they think should be improved to just come through the Southwest Missouri government, just come from people to call us directly. We try to reconcile with their list from time to time.
So a list of comments, in effect.
Yeah, I mean, it's got, I mean, they look like projects, but it's basically anything that people have been doing through.
Can you do that for us then? Mm-hmm. Put it into our districts?
I don't have your district boundaries, but I can give the list for the whole county.
Yeah, well, with some kind of an address or road.
Yeah, it has a description on it.
Yeah, okay, so, okay.
That'd be good.
Well, what else do we need to touch on today? I want to just have a meeting for the sake of having a meeting. We're going to be back in August with a list as much as we can. Like Danny said, we can get our top one for sure, but maybe all of them. Get that information out there, and that'll generate input.
Well, will we have to put them into the computer program before the we really know, though, won't we?
The process, yeah. Once you give us the description, how we haven't really discussed how you're going to give us the information.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
One of the things, but then we got to put it in the formula, and then
right.
We'll be able to spit it out by the September meeting. So if you give it to us in August, you know, at the end of the August meeting. Then in September, you'll have the stack rankings of all the projects and the points behind it, because there's a sufficient amount of data that needs to be collected, accident data, safety, fatalities. I mean, there's a lot of things like that, but maybe what we can do is have you a rough form of how you submit the projects, because there's some subjective information in there that as the district representative, you'll have some better information than, say, I would in one part of the district. So. We have an application based off what we submitted, based off what we approved, but it was kind of vague. So what we can do is get that to you. At least you have something to fill out.
So
it would be an application form for each project, I think.
Yeah.
So how would we get the information then between now and August?
You'll
give it to us?
We're going to have to get it mailed to you guys.
Mail it to us.
Mail or email to you, whoever wants.
All right.
We know who gets email and who gets
okay.
mail, so we can get you that form.
Sounds good. Yeah, we've given you as much work as you give us.
Frank wrote more than I did over there.
Any other topics we need to touch on? Ryan's your first meeting, right?
Yes, it is.
Welcome.
How about the commission? Does anything they want us to do anything? Is that we caught it? Chuck?
Yeah, thank you, man.
You good shape.
Okay. Ryan introduced Dale Rick. First time he's here in the meeting. With MoDOT Betty, and now he's with Olson, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Shen?
I'd like to say just one thing. That after the last meeting, I called Frank Miller's office, talked to the secretary, and he's on the ball. The next day,
He got me a lot of information and gave a copy to Frank Preston. Frank said he was going to make a copy and hand it out at this meeting. He's not here. But when he does make it, there's some stuff in here. I hope you all read it because I've got a few places marked off. I don't think I should mention it today, but I'll be coming to some more meetings, and there's a few things that I think you really ought to look into.
There's the tire grant criteria,
right.
Which I looked
at. Right.
Okay. Great, thanks. Anything else? Now we have a motion. Good.
Sorry. How small of projects are we talking about here? I mean, like in my district, you can go all the way from there's a spot that a whistle needs under a road up to on-ramps and off-ramps at 176 Highway and eliminating the intersections up on 65. I mean,
part of the thing we approved, we kind of started at $250,000 or greater, is what the kind of, even though we're not really dealing with prices, but like the T Highway is a good example. That improvement right there is a $400,000 improvement. That's the guideline we threw out. Once again, it's flexible. So if that's your seventh biggest project, then put it on there, by all means. But that's what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is $250,000 or higher, or more, I should say. So what's good? If you guys find out it's wrong, you guys make the modifications.
We could get into it and realize that, we need to lower it or raise it, I suppose.
Whatever you want to do.
Well, if a foot needs to be replaced, you need to be aware of it.
Yeah, it's road and bridge.
And that's really good.
Yeah. Well, one thing that, Brian, that you bring up is like your district has Bull Creek involved in it. And there's several locations on Bull Creek up there that would be off a county road that didn't have anything to do with the state, where there's families living across Bull Creek that can't reach access. It's been talked about not only in the location that's been in the news, but also even up your direction where all the Snowdens live on that other side over there and have been flooded in there for up to two or three days at a time. So, and that's a school bus route even. Mm-hmm. So there's things that you can bring up. And each one of the people that are here, and Buddy brought up this conversation with him this morning about Slough Hollow, is the Corps of Engineers, are they ever going to get us funding where we can improve that? Well, each area is going to have a need. And that need can be put down if it's your fifth or sixth need, but it's there for the future of the county, thinking about those situations. And one of those proposals might go in on one of these grants that would get accepted where wouldn't be considered for a few years, maybe down the road, but if it was put in there and it showed a need of 12, 15 families across the situation and a bridge needed to go in and the county would apply it separate from partnership with MoDOT to get those projects finished. You see where I'm coming from. Each district is going to have specified needs that are not addressed as a major problem right now. You know what I mean? They're not a big intersection that's causing a lot of traffic problems, but there's something that needs to be done. Help the citizen out, help the citizens is what.
Anything we may propose, but not necessarily we have to be funded by grants.
That's right. That's right.
That's a necessity.
Yeah.
Good point.
Hey, you want a motion?
Yep, please.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, stand adjourned.
Burn space.
We talked about that this morning. We kind of held off on our estimates because we thought you were receiving. We got unit prices. We just did bids, so we can use that. It's a pretty good one. There's some retaining wall there.